Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
The Physical and Emotional Challenges of Cancer Treatment by Cindy Marie DeBeer. This episode is brought to you by Accord Healthcare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. The content and opinions expressed are entirely those of the healthcare professionals and not influenced by Accord Healthcare in any way. The cornerstone of Accord Healthcare's offering to the South African market is exceptional quality, affordability, and service to healthcare professionals and their patients. The medicines they deliver makes it better for patients and healthcare communities all over the world. Cindy Marie DeBeer explores the physical and emotional challenges you may experience during cancer treatment. Cancer and its treatment often lead to severe physical and emotional challenges, including fatigue, muscle loss, body changes, and reduced activity levels. Additionally, the role of obesity in cancer outcomes is increasingly recognized. Nutrition therapy before, during, and after cancer treatment has been shown to have a significant impact on overall outcomes. Malnutrition, often resulting from cancer itself or its treatment, is one of the most common effects. Cancer-related muscle loss is particularly prevalent and can significantly affect quality of life. Working closely with a dietitian can help elevate symptoms and improve overall feeling of health and well-being. Fatigue, changes in body shape, loss of muscle mass, and inactivity often accompany malnutrition and treatment. Moreover, obesity can also influence treatment efficacy and outcomes, highlighting the importance of personalized nutrition strategies. Fatigue is one of the most frequent and distressing symptoms experienced from diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Unlike typical tiredness, cancer-related fatigue is a persistent and overwhelming exhaustion, physical, emotional, and mental, that doesn't improve with sleep or rest. Approximately 65% of cancer patients experience fatigue, with many facing severe fatigue lasting 6 months or longer. Around 30% may continue to feel fatigued years after treatment ends. Fatigue often peaks during chemotherapy, affecting 80 to 90% of patients. This unique, debilitating fatigue disrupts daily life and can even lead to muscle loss, as extreme tiredness often makes eating feel like a chore. Preparing, cooking, and consuming food can seem overwhelming for someone struggling with fatigue. Research shows that physical activity can help alleviate cancer-related fatigue. Activities like walking and home-based aerobic or resistance exercises are beneficial. For nutrition, patients with fatigue often struggle to prepare or eat full meals. Here are some suggested tips. Ask for help with grocery shopping or meal prep. Online shopping is a convenient, low-effort option. Buy ready-made meals, not takeaways, that offer complete meals with protein, starch, and vegetables. Consider meal kit services that deliver pre-prepared meals you can simply heat and eat. Use nutritional supplements. These pack nutrients into small volumes. Consult your dietitian to choose the best one. Eat when you feel best. Have your largest meal during the time of day when you're most alert. Opt for soft, easy-to-eat foods. These require minimal chewing and make eating less tiring. Muscle loss in cancer patients stems from two primary causes: the cancer itself and the effects of the treatment. Cancer cells trigger systemic inflammation, which promotes increased gluconeogenesis, breaking down muscle for energy. Fat mobilization, shifting stored fat for energy, and early satiety signals in the brain, feeling full quicker, leading to reduced food intake. Additionally, heightened proteolysis, or muscle breakdown, and reduced protein synthesis, inhibited muscle building, create a high catabolic state in the body. Cancer treatments further exacerbate this by causing side effects, such as nausea, vomiting, mucositis, sores in mouth and GI tract, taste changes, loss of appetite, malabsorption, and dysphagia. Together, these reduce kilojoule intake. Consequently, a combination of increased energy needs and reduced energy intake results in malnutrition, which progresses to loss of muscle mass. The most critical step is consulting a dietitian for a personalized nutrition plan. Screening for malnutrition before, during, and after treatment is essential for better treatment outcomes and quality of life. Eat when you feel your best. If mornings are better for you, have your biggest meal then. On treatment-free days, aim to eat as much as possible. Have small, frequent meals. Eating 5 to 6 times a day, or more, can help manage meal size while meeting energy needs. Create a pleasant eating environment. Open windows, sit outside, or eat with family and friends to make meals more enjoyable. Eat the foods you like. Prioritize balanced meals, but if you prefer one food over another, it's better to eat more of what you enjoy than to struggle with foods that you don't like. Use supplements. Your dietitian can recommend supplements tailored to your specific needs. Talk to your doctor. They can prescribe medications to manage nausea, stimulate appetite, or treat mucositis. Stay physically active. Exercise helps prevent muscle loss. Use it or lose it. Changes to your body can deeply impact your self-image, how you feel about intimacy, and your confidence in relationships or career. These shifts may influence your sense of identity and ability to do what you have always done. Cancer can cause a variety of external and internal changes. External changes may include hair loss, skin rashes, splitting nails, scarring or skin grafts, swelling, amputation, or having a stoma. Other changes might involve feeding tubes, temporary or permanent, weight fluctuations, speech alterations, or difficulty with eating and swallowing. Internal changes can include infertility, changes in your senses, and disruptions to bowel or bladder movements. These changes can feel overwhelming and affect how you navigate daily life. Cancer Research UK suggests these strategies. Educate yourself. Learn what changes to expect so you can prepare emotionally and practically. Build a support network. Talk openly with loved ones or friends who can provide emotional support. Seek peer support. Connecting with someone who has faced similar challenges can help you feel less alone. Consider counseling. Professional guidance can help you process these changes. Go at your own pace. Take steps that feel right for you and prioritize your comfort. Use accessories and makeup. Wigs, hats, scarves, and makeup can help you feel more confident. Camouflage makeup can also hide scars or skin discoloring. There are several reasons why you might become less active during treatment. These include fatigue, loss of muscle mass, physical changes, and safety concerns like a high fall risk due to balance issues. While these challenges can discourage activity, being inactive can actually worsen these symptoms. Aerobic and resistance training are recommended if you are undergoing active cancer treatment. These exercises help combat fatigue, improve physical function, maintain muscle mass, boost cardiovascular fitness, and enhance overall quality of life. They can also alleviate symptoms of depression and anxiety. Additionally, preoperative exercise in lung cancer patients has been shown to shorten hospital stays and reduce postoperative complications. Dealing with fatigue, muscle loss, body changes, and inactivity during cancer treatment presents numerous challenges that can deeply affect your physical and emotional well-being. However, understanding these issues and taking proactive steps, such as maintaining a balanced nutrition plan, staying physically active, and addressing body changes with support, can significantly improve your quality of life. Personalized strategies, including working with a dietitian, utilizing supplements, and staying engaged with supportive networks offer hope for managing symptoms and improving overall outcomes. By embracing these approaches, you can navigate your cancer journey with resilience, enhancing treatment effectiveness, and ultimately, recovery.